It is now time for game two of our doubleheader broadcast of Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7. Also remember, if you've missed any part of our broadcast or want to revisit any of the Bombers past games, you can go online to our website at ktlo.com and you can find Bomber Sports under the podcast tab. Now, without further ado, let us return to courtside with Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Joe, and good evening once again from Bomber Gymnasium here on the campus of Matt's Home High School Career Academies. By the way, before we talk about this boys matchup, I did want to give one more congratulations. That is to Matt's Home girls basketball coach, Del Leonard. As the head coach of the Lady Bombers, he has just picked up his 350th victory. So again, congratulations to Del with that to a win over Nelton. All right, so let's hope Mountain Home will have the same fortunes as the boys will have the same fortunes as their female counterparts, as the Bombers will take on the Raiders of Nelton. Mountain Home coming into this game with a record of 10-7 overall. They are currently 1-3 in the 5A East. The Bombers coming off a tough loss to Marion this past Tuesday night, 61-48. A game that was manageable at halftime, but I'll tell you what, when Marion guard Dietrich Reeves Jr. was on, man, in the second half, he was on. I mean, he just couldn't hardly miss. He shot just about every basket with a hand in his face, was able to help lead the Patriots to pull away from Mountain Home in that game. As for this Nelton team, this is a team that is struggling mightily compared to a year ago. I would talk to their head coach earlier today, Aaron Deaton, and the Raiders have lost about 95% of the offense that they had from a year ago. Right now, they are 4-11 overall, 1-3 in the 5A East. The Raiders are coming off they picked up their first conference victory this past Tuesday night. Were able to defeat Paragould by a score of 60-47. They will be relying heavily on the play of their sophomore, DeVaris Whitaker, who's averaging about 19.5 points a game. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and check starting lineups in just a moment as we get ready to bring you this boys game between Mountain Home and Nelton. You're listening to the Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
We welcome you back to the Bombers pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Matt Thomas getting ready to take on Nelton in this boys matchup. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First off, for the Raiders, they are coached by Aaron Deaton, who has actually been with Nelton for 14 years, but this is his first year as the head varsity coach at Nelton High School. Nelton in their road blacks. They'll be going with two seniors, Jared Graham and Tabin McCullough, and then three seniors actually. Jared Graham at 6 foot, Tabin McCullough at 6'1", and Demarion Daniels at 5'10", and then two sophomores to round it out, DeVaris Whitaker at 6 foot, and Brandon Anderson at 5'10". Mounts Home in their home whites, coached by Josh Fulcher. They will be going with two seniors in the starting lineup, Satch Harris at 5'11", and Adam Sorrell at 5'4". And then three juniors surrounded out, Wyatt Gilbert at 5'11", Matt Jones at 6'5", and Dawson Tabor at 6'4". That's going to wrap up the Bombers pregame show. We'll get this game tipped off in just a moment. Mountain Home and Nelson coming up next. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.